Tension Force continued. Today, social media purposefully, in order to sell ad space, separates us from each other so completely by our Tension Force roles and identities that it generates an unbalanced runaway state like this within both groups. Safely sealed in our bubbles, each side scales up the rhetoric because they're encountering no opposition to the extreme to their extreme views, but would likely be punished for expressing more moderate ones. The real problem is that these hard voices and positions are grown in us in this abstract, half-real monoculture of social media, but then they're expressed towards our real neighbors and our real communities where we have to get along and get things done. The other side is demonized as an enemy in war. Scorn and contempt for differences become automatic. This kills representative democracy. If we are such simpletons that we accept these hateful terms as given, that can't be changed, we are doomed. Accept the need for opposition and the sanity of there being an opposition even as you fight them. If their talk is so extreme that it leaves sanity as an unsettled issue, remember that opposition itself is the thing we need. Respecting the people voicing that opposition is the most effective way we can at this moment cure the political autoimmune disorder induced in us by those who profit from our collapse. That kind of respectful action will not come naturally to anyone right now unless they recognize the yin-yang essence of Tension Force. Consider sharing this mental model of how we work with others in a way just to shape the paradigm of healthy conflict. Getting people to merely acknowledge this need for opposing beliefs improves us considerably. It makes people pause before setting fire to the house we all share out of bitterness and spite. We need a healthy political macrobiome, and every one of us can play a part in achieving that.